Statesboro, after an exhilarating win over Marshall, the Georgia Southern football team returns home for a conference matchup with James Madison on Saturday at Alan E. Paulson Stadium, Evans Family Field. Kickoff is set for 4:02 p.m. and will be carried by ESPN Plus and streamed on the ESPN app. The game will also be available via radio on the Georgia Southern Sports Network. Here's all you need to know about the game. Game promotion, homecoming, important links, tickets, game day guide, PDF. Includes stadium and parking maps, clear bag policy, PDF, Game 7, Saturday, October 19, 2024, 4 p.m. location, Statesboro, GA. Alan E. Paulson Stadium, Evans Family Field, 25,000, records, James Madison, 5-1, 1-1 SBC Georgia Southern, 4-2, 2-0 SBC Broadcast Information Broadcast, ESPN Plus PBP, Danny Waugh, Analyst, Jason Foster, Sidelines, Whitney Hayworth Radio, Georgia Southern Sports Network PBP, Danny Reed, at GS Eagles Voice, Analyst, Terry Harvin, at Terry Harvin, Sidelines, Frank Sulkowski and Anthony Beck II Radio Affiliates, PDF, GS, Game Notes, PDF, Inside the Series Overall Record, GS Leads, 8-2 in Statesboro, GS Leads, 5-0 in Harrisonburg, GS Leads, 3-2 Chesney vs. GS, Never Met Helton vs. JMU, 1-1 Helton vs. Chesney, Never Met Current Streak, JMU, 1-1, 2023, Last Meeting, JMU 41, GS 13, 2023, Longest GS Streak, 8, 1986-2022, Longest JMU Streak, 1, 1985 and 2023, Largest GS Win, 19 points, 1987 in Statesboro, Largest JMU Win, 28 points, 2023 in Harrisonburg, GS vs. Current Sunbelt Members, 7-2-7-0-1 GS vs. Teams from Virginia, 25-5 GS in State of Georgia, 2-3-3-6-7-1 GS at Alan E. Paulson Stadium, 216-50 Helton at Paulson Stadium, 11-4 of note. Southern and JMU played 8 straight seasons from 1985 to 1992. After dropping the first game 21-6 at Bridgeforth Stadium, the Eagles rolled off 8 straight wins. JMU cut into the series lead with a 41-13 win in Harrisonburg last season. In the last game played at Paulson Stadium, the two teams combined to score 24 points in the final 7 minutes of the game, and there were 2 lead changes in the final 3 minutes of the contest. Each team trailed by double digits in the game, and the teams combined for 1,265 total yards, including 1,046 through the air, with the Eagles finally knocking off the 25th-ranked Dukes 45-38 at Paulson Stadium. Senior offensive analyst Brian Shore was a Walter Payton Award finalist and All-American as a quarterback at James Madison, leading the Dukes to the 2016 FCS national title. Georgia Southern is 32-9 on homecoming in the modern era after beating Ulm last year. The Eagles are 25-5 all-time against teams from Virginia, but have dropped their past 2 such contests. Countdown to kickoff 10. Georgia Southern has won 7 of the 10 times under head coach Clay Helton when scoring 8 or more points in the fourth quarter. The Eagles scored 21 against Marshall in the final frame last week. 9. The Eagles have won 9 times when playing in front of the 10 largest crowds in Paulson Stadium history. Last week's total of 24,048 ranks as the 8th largest crowd in stadium history. 8. After dropping the opener in 1985, Georgia Southern won the next 8 games against James Madison. 7. In the 2022 game at Paulson Stadium, the two teams combined to score 24 points in the final 7 minutes of the game, and there were 2 lead changes in the final 3 minutes of the contest. 6. Marcus Watson Trent forced 2 fumbles late in the win last week to bring his career total up to 6. That number is tied for the 2nd most in program history. 5. Georgia Southern's kickoff defense is ranked 5th in the FBS, allowing just an average of 11.11 yards per return. 4. Reed Dedmon became the fourth player in Georgia Southern history to play in 60 or more career games when he took the field last week against Marshall. The school record for games played is 64 by Caleb Hood. 3. Last week's last-minute win over Marshall marked the third time under Helton in his two-plus seasons the Eagles have won a game when trailing with 2 o'clock left on the clock, Nebraska, 2022 and JMU, 2022. 2. Running back Jalen White's 7 total touchdowns on the season are ranked second in the Sun Belt Conference. 1. Linebacker Marcus Watson Trent's 4 forced fumbles on the season is ranked number 1 the FBS. Up next, October 24 at Old Dominion, Norfolk, Virginia, 7 p.m., ESPN2, print-friendly version. Players mentioned: Number 7 Caleb Hood, WR, 5 feet 10 inches, 5th year. Number 1 Marcus Watson Trent, LB, 5 feet 11 inches, redshirt senior. Number 25 Jalen White, RB, 6 feet 1 inch, 5th year. Number 17 Reed Dedmon, LB, 5 feet 11 inches, 6th year. About Morris Bank, a proud season presenting sponsor of Georgia Southern football. Morris Bank is a community bank rooted in Middle and South Georgia with first-class branches in Lawrence, Jones, Houston, and Bullock counties. In an ever-changing banking environment, Morris Bank still takes a common-sense approach and leverages practical financial solutions. Decisions have been made locally since 1954, and the Morris Bank team is ready to make banking easy for you. To learn what it means to bank blue or to find out more about our Code Blue philosophy, visit www.morrisbank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Morris Bank NMLS 486,851. Soar to 6. Join us in our Soar to 6 campaign and help us build the Eagle's Nest by aiding one of Georgia Southern University's over 445 student-athletes in their pursuit of excellence in competition, in the classroom and in life. The Soar to 6 campaign will raise our number of donors to the Irk Russell Fund to over 6,000. For as little as $60 a year or $5 a month, you can join the Irk Russell Fund, which benefits scholarships for all 17 athletics programs. Join today and help us Soar to 6.